On the Three Sisters for Wildlife Facebook page, there was an aerial view of an area of land that was cleared of trees for the upcoming development in the Three Sisters area. It does look a little bit shocking from the air, you know, yeah. This big clear-cut area.
There's two ways, I think, to look at it. One, nobody likes to see an area of wilderness clear-cut and paved and developed, but this is the next phase of Stewart Creek, and they own that land and have development approval. And the thing that we've sort of come to realize when it comes to developing when you live near wildlife, I think, is that you want clearly defined areas of development. So it provides a hard edge. Another reason why you would is that when you do an environmental impact assessment for a proposed development, part of the recommendations also include the way you develop the site. And there are migratory birds that come in, you know, the spring for the summer. They recommend clearing the land, clearing all the trees off at once, before the birds arrive.
So what was done is to protect the migratory birds from setting up shop there and then having to move or get killed, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
So there was a reason for it. It still does look shocking from the air.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. What's going on here?
No kidding.
But Three Sisters is something we have to remember. There's three more areas, sites 7, 8, and 9, which are part of the Smith Creek area, as they're calling it, and which the developer, led by Quantum Place and Chris Olenberger, and the town of Canmore Planning and Development Department are working together on with an advisory group, which is a completely new and different way of doing things. So it's going to be really interesting to watch.
Just for clarification, this clear-cut area, this is not site 7, 8, and 9?
No, this is the next phase of Stewart Creek.
Okay, so there's still one more area after this in Three Sisters that is potentially developable.
Exactly.
And then that's it, basically?
That's it.
Okay, good to know.